This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Senate chamber will be transformed into an impeachment court starting today. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Senate will receive a message from the House of Representatives.
The House formally handed over the impeachment case yesterday after a dramatic procession across the Capitol. Today, more drama.
The Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will then formally notify the White House about just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history.
And summon the president to answer the articles and send his counsel.
With opening arguments to start Tuesday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian police say they're investigating the possibility that America's ambassador came under illegal surveillance before being removed from her post in May. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
That comes 2 days after Democrats released documents showing Lev Parnas, an associate of personal Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, communicated about removing Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says while it's not interfering in American political affairs, there may have been violations of Ukrainian law, and it's suggesting the FBI take part in the probe. Separately, Parnas told MSNBC President Trump was directly involved in efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden. If true, that would undercut a key GOP defense of the president during the impeachment push, that his withholding of military aid to Ukraine was not a quid pro quo for investigating Biden. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The volcano near the Philippines' capital, Manila, is continuing to spew plumes of ash and smoke. A UN spokesperson says nearly 40,000 people have been relocated, so far to over 200 evacuation centers. This is VOA News. China's government is welcoming the Phase 1 trade deal with Washington. VOA's Steve Herman has more on that story.
Reaching for superlatives to describe Phase 1 of the U.S.-China trade agreement, President Donald Trump termed it the biggest deal anybody's seen.
Ultimately, it's a great deal for both countries, and it's going to also lead to even a more stable peace throughout the world.
While many U.S. industry leaders are praising the agreement, leading Democratic Party members in Congress say it lacks substance and fails to resolve core issues that would truly benefit America's farmers and workers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Russian lawmakers gave their approval Thursday to President Vladimir Putin's choice of Mikhail Mishustin as the country's new prime minister. It's the latest move in what analysts say is the Russian president's plan to hold on to power after 2024. That's when his term ends. VOA's Zlatika Hoke reports.
Russia analyst Peter Yeltsov says over the years, Putin has built up the presidential powers and now wants to scale back before someone else becomes president. He says Russia has not benefited from its powerful autocratic leaders. Putin named a relatively little-known head of the Federal Tax Service, Mikhail Mishustin, to serve as interim prime minister while giving Medvedev, his longtime ally, a new job as deputy head of Russia's Security Council. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
In Bangladesh, a court in the capital Dhaka has issued an arrest warrant for a prominent editor and 9 other newspaper employees. The case involves a teenager who was electrocuted to death during a party celebrating the anniversary of the popular youth magazine Kishore Aloe. The teen's father accused the newspaper employees of negligence, resulting in death. Britain's Prince Harry made his first public appearance on Thursday since Queen Elizabeth acceded to the wishes of her grandson and his wife to step back from their senior royal roles and seek a more independent future. Amir McCarthy reports.
Prince Harry remained tight-lipped about his future on Thursday as he made his final scheduled appearance before he and his wife Meghan enter a so-called period of transition into their new roles. Last week, Harry and Meghan sparked a crisis in the British monarchy, announcing they wanted to reduce their royal duties and spend more time in North America. Following a family summit on Monday at the Queen's Sandringham estate, it was agreed that the couple would be allowed to split their time between Britain and Canada.
And that was Reuters' Amir McCarthy. I'm Laurel Bowman, and this is VOA News.